Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In the KGO newsroom, I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. An intense manhunt is unfolding at this hour in East San Jose for the gunman responsible for killing a San Jose police officer. The shooting happened just after 7 o'clock tonight when a man reportedly wielding a high-powered rifle shot the unidentified officer while he was standing on a balcony a short time ago. Law enforcement sources confirmed for the San Jose Mercury News that officer died from his wounds. This boy, outside with friends when the drama began to unfold, describes the scene.
And then they started saying that a cop has been shot and that there was a guy on the loose with a shotgun.
Joining us live now from San Jose is KGO 810's Nikki Medoro. She's been on scene down there for about an hour now, and she joins us with the latest. Nick, what do you know?
Well, right now it's still a very active scene, and unfortunately we have not been able to get any answers as to whether they have a suspect in custody. But like you mentioned, John, we are hearing reports that officer has died. It's been since 2001 when Officer Jeffrey Fontana was killed. That was the last San Jose police officer killed in the line of duty. So many people out here with heavy hearts remembering that officer that is reportedly killed out here this evening. Now, as for the suspect, they are extending the police border here. I am at Center and Lewis, still a very active scene with helicopters still in the sky. But again, no update at this point on whether or not a suspect is in custody. Reporting live in San Jose, Nikki Medoro, KGO Radio News.
In Vallejo tonight, police are talking about the kidnapping and ransom of a 30-year-old woman abducted Monday morning. For that part of our breaking news coverage tonight, KGO 810's Tiana McLeese joins us live now from the Vallejo Police Department with the latest. Tiana?
John, a Vallejo police spokesman just came out at this hour and gave this update. He says they've had over 100 people from various organizations, including the FBI, dispatched out into teams scouring Mare Island throughout the day. Since nightfall, though, they've concluded their search with nothing significant to report. But right now, Solano County and Alameda County search and rescue dive teams are on Mare Island continuing to search the water. And at this point, there are still no suspects, including Aaron Quinn, the man who owns the home where Denise Hoskins was allegedly kidnapped. Quinn is said to have reported her abduction hours after it occurred. Tonight, police are saying they can't confirm what his relationship was with the 30-year-old physical therapist, although it's been reported by neighbors that she was his live-in girlfriend. For now, this case is still being treated as a kidnap for ransom. But the biggest update to come out of tonight is right now those dive teams have honed in on an object in the water. They are currently in the process of trying to figure out what that object is. They say they just don't know at this time, but they will be out there tonight using sonar, their search dogs, to find out what it is. Live in Vallejo, Tiana McLeese, KGO 810.
In San Francisco, lawyers did not wrap closing arguments this afternoon in that blockbuster sexual discrimination case. Ellen Powell is alleging sexual discrimination and retaliation while working as a Silicon Valley venture capitalist. KGO 810's Mike Simpson was in the courtroom.
Powell's side started in this morning and went through the month-long case of the argument that she never had a chance to succeed because men were judged by one standard and women another, that despite bringing in more revenue than male colleagues, she was passed up for promotions, and that comments spoke to a culture, like that women on a trip would be a buzzkill, something denied here in court. The other picked up this afternoon, saying Powell saw writing on the wall. Things weren't working out, so she chose a path that she thought could lead to a multi-million dollar windfall. Kleiner Perkins attorney saying she refused to take constructive criticism, probably because of an ego. If jurors rule in Powell's favor, the dollar figure can go all the way up to $160 million. There are 6 men and 6 women on the jury.
Closing arguments resume tomorrow morning. It is 9:04 on KGO. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather on the fives.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way. By putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
9:05 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. 92 eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge at the high rise. A solo vehicle spin out there probably 45 minutes ago. It was blocking up the left lane. You have very solid jam ups now at about midspan. Give them time. In San Leandro, northbound 880 at Marina Boulevard, you got an accident there. A solo vehicle accident, it looks like, that has the road blocked and traffic jammed badly back to about Fairway Drive or up to Fairway Drive. It's just a mess through there at the moment. In Fremont, northbound 880 before Stevenson Boulevard, this is something that could be a serious problem. A milk crate, honestly, in the second lane from the left. And westbound 37 after Lakeville Road, please watch out for deer said to be hanging out in the roadway. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, we've got one more chance of rain tonight, but by Wednesday morning, all of that goes away. And KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel says you better dress in layers.
We are expecting a big warm-up starting tomorrow. Much warmer weather is expected going into Thursday as well, and that means the possibility of record high temperatures on Thursday. One thing's for sure, coastal areas will be held in check due to the fog both Wednesday and Thursday.
And then a cool down starts on Friday, noticeably cooler on Saturday. Right now around the Bay Area, it is 57 degrees in Oakland, 61 in Fairfield, 57 Half Moon Bay, 60 in Concord, 59 in Napa, 58 in San Mateo, as well as 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Speaking of annoying, let's get to the late night, late show wrap up, and especially Mila Kunis and Ashton
Mila.
Kutcher. Mila. I know it's Mila. Mila. They both drive me nuts. But I want to start with James Corden because he introduced himself as the new host. He took over for Craig Ferguson. So he kicked off the whole show explaining where he comes from, and obviously it's from the UK.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from where you're standing right now, give it up for the host of the Late Late Show, Mr. James Corden!
I feel I should tell you a little bit about myself. My name is James Corden. I'm 36 years old. I'm from a place called High Wycombe in Great Britain, which you almost certainly will never have heard of because, well, most people in Great Britain haven't heard of it, so I don't expect you to. I'm married. Sorry, ladies. This ship has sailed. Hey, come on. This, don't stay on the shelf too long. we have two children. My son was 4 yesterday, and my daughter is 16 weeks old.
Congratulations. So we'll see how that works out and see if he does better than Ferguson. So, you know, Mila. I'm so sick of talking. Are they married or not, Ashton Kutcher? This has been going on for months now.
It doesn't matter.
Why do they play this stupid game?
Did you get married? Have you got married?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, come on. No one's maybe got married. You've either got married or you haven't got married. Have you got married?
Maybe.
Well, that's a yes as far as I'm concerned. Did you get married? What do you mean? Wow. Let me look at your hand.
Boy.
Oh, you got married. Yay! They got married, everybody. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mr. and Mrs. Kutcher.
Well, she's fantastic. She's just as annoying as Ashton.
Why would you say such a thing? They're lovely.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't stand him on 2.5.
What do we think of this James Corden, though?
I'm a big fan of Graham Norton, so I'm willing to give him a chance.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That was really general, right? How stupid, Drex. Yes. Well, it's time for stupid news. No. Well, we'll just see. I mean, you know, just because he's British,
Hey, John Oliver's a huge hit. So
absolutely. There's another great example. It doesn't matter to me.
Where you're from, yeah.
Right. I mean, I enjoy British humor. I think it's great. And, you know, obviously he has to appeal to Americans. Well, I think he'll do well in all the major cities, the top 10 major markets. How he plays in middle America, well, depends where they have their wheat bale at. Let's move on.
I didn't know that was a thing.
You know where I was going with that. Presidents on TV have way higher favorability ratings than Obama. Kevin Spacey's character on House of Cards. President Frank Underwood, manipulative, conniving, evil, murderer. He's more popular than President Obama. Poll show Obama's favorability.
They like him better?
Yes. Right now, Obama, his rating is at 46%, which isn't too bad. So another survey asked for people's opinions on prominent fictional presidents to see how they stacked up. Obama came in last. It's a pretty silly premise, though. And, right? I mean, to begin with. But here are the results nonetheless. President David Palmer from 24 got 89%, so he was very well-liked. Jed Bartlett from The West Wing, played by Martin Sheen, 82%.
Wonderful.
Laura Roslin from Battlestar Galactica, played by Mary McDonnell, 78%. President Fitz Grant from Scandal, Tony Goldwyn, 60%. And President Underwood from House of Cards, played by Spacey, 57%. But here's the whole deal.
That's crazy.
Oh, by the way, they put Putin in there, Vladimir Putin. here's the good news. Yes, President Obama kicked his ass big time. He only got 24%.
I can think is that people haven't finished watching season 3 of House of Cards.
No, don't give it away.
Because it hasn't, it's been out long enough for a lot of people to binge watch. I just finished it. And I do not care for the Frank Underwood any longer now that I've seen season 3.
Well, here's why I think this is pointless. The fact that, you know, an evil murderer got a 57% approval rating just tells you how serious people took the survey, and rightfully so. These characters are fictional. I mean, fictional presidents aren't deemed unfavorable by half the population just because of the party they are affiliated with.
I super want to go
Enough
off,
said.
But I can't House of Cards for people.
That just reminds me of the whole Ted Cruz mess. Speaking of mess, running.
I really like that. Let's not call it a campaign. Let's call it a mess.
Let's see what David Letterman had to say about that.
Today, Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced that he was running for president. Here's what I find interesting about Ted Cruz. He was born in Canada.
Yeah.
His father fled to the United States from Cuba. Yet Ted Cruz is against immigration. Isn't that odd?
Thank you, David Letterman.
And then Dave talked about Donald Trump.
You know who's running for president again? Donald Trump. Donald Trump running for president. He's already selected his cabinet. Gary Busey. Lorenzo Lamas. Lisa Gibbons and Meatloaf. That's his.
That's funny.
This will be Trump's fifth consecutive fake presidential campaign.
That's pretty much what it always turns out to be, right? And then there was Conan talking about Ted Cruz running.
Big news today about the 2016 presidential race. No, this is big news. I think one of the first to announce, Texas Senator and Tea Party favorite Ted Cruz announced he's running for president. Yeah, he pledged to lead America boldly forward into the late 1950s. So.
Nice.
Very well done. Very well done.
Here's what's interesting. People are questioning if Ted Cruz can even legally run for the presidential election because he was born in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. We'll have to get into the birther thing.
Well, you're excited, but the last thing we want to do is pave the way for a President Bieber because...
So at this point, after all of that with Ted Cruz now officially in the race and you've got Donald Trump, I think Bill Clinton should work out, start thinking about the new China collection for the White House.
Bill?
Yeah. Well, he's going to be the first lady.
He's
going to be the first man. Yes, you must pick out the China. That goes back to, Mrs.
I like
Reagan.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Nancy. Remember, she had to get the new China and we had China Gate. Everybody's like, oh, my God, how dare you spend all that money on new China? Well, it's the Reagans, for God's sake.
It's It's the White House. You gotta have good china. Visiting foreign dignitaries.
Oh my goodness. Let's talk about ghosting. So ghosting is a new phenomenon happening. It's not new. It just has a name on it.
It has
now.
A new name.
Yeah. Happening with online dating where you go on a date with a man or a woman, you have a great time, and when it comes about to wondering about the second date, poof! He or she has completely disappeared or ceased contact with you. In other words, in the world of matches made just by looks on left or right swiping, dating has become a throwaway activity, even in real life.
Isn't that sad?
This is what I find shocking about the ghosting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, Casper, I mean, we were practically naming our kids, and now you're not going to call me back?
a poll by HuffPo back in 2014 states that men and women ages 18 to 29 were more likely to admit that they've experienced ghosting on either end of any other age group. So what happens when you're frustrated with the ghosting notion that you really want an explanation as to why he or she disappeared? Well, I guess you can call back. I mean, here's an example. One girl, she used her friend's phone to call the guy back who ghosted her. The first one that got off the phone fairly quickly said, oh, you got to excuse me. My phone is in roaming. Hello, it's not 2002 anymore. Roaming. We don't have roaming anymore. Remember roaming? What a pain in the ass that was. And anyway, and then also she was ghosted a second time. And the second man who ghosted her gave a valid reason as to why he disappeared. He was on and off again in an on and off again relationship with a woman. And he just
was on again.
No, it was just like off with Molly. So, yeah. So to the ghosting, you've ghosted and you've been ghosted.
Mm-hmm. Even in my age group, it happens.
Yeah. I think I did it once, but it was definitely an online thing. You know, it was, but I didn't meet them. We just chose the place to meet, and I figured out.
That's called being stood up.
No. Isn't it? It's different if you go out on the date, if like you do the dinner thing, and then the person just splits. My ghosting thing was, we just agreed we were going to meet at a public place. You know, it was a mall or something. And I figured out who it was, and I just thought, no. And I just left.
Wait, what?
That's ghosting.
What? Okay, why did you not know? You said you figured out who they were. How did you not know who they were going into it? Why did you make the date?
Well, their profile picture did not live up to the...
Oh, you took off.
Yeah, I took off.
But you had sunglasses and a hat on, so you were the person didn't see you?
No, I think I saw that person first.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
What are you talking about? You admit doing it, so that means you stood
that's
them after they paid...
That's not the same thing.
Well, explain to me what it is.
You just don't call somebody back after you had a good time. Big deal. You made a date and then, like, did a 180 and didn't show up.
Am I not understanding ghosting right in 2015?
I don't think you are.
I think I am.
You stood somebody up.
It's online dating. Well, see, you can tell the last time I've been monogamous for, a long, long time. Yeah.
It does something to your brain being monogamous. Well, that's horrible, and that's a whole other story, because I remember hearing years ago about, like, a woman seeing the man, and he's across the street, and he, like, looks crazed and then jumps in his car and takes off, and she was like, hey, was that you? And he's like, yeah, you're fat, and, like, drove away or whatever.
Well, I didn't do that. I just decided the person, they were lying. So,
well,
yeah,
that's what this man was accusing this woman of. It's kind of the same thing. Oh, the pictures don't measure up. That happens to me a lot. I still go on the date. I mean, it's not been that horrible, but you're kind of like, yeah, so that picture in your profile, that's 10 years old, isn't it?
I don't know. Who has the ghosting thing right, me or her? 808-0810. I have to tell you, 808-0810. I think it is, maybe I'm just wrong because I've been monogamous so long. I think it's like standing somebody up. You actually go meet the person, and then you decide you don't like them, and you split. You just do the bathroom. I have to use the restroom. I'll be right back. And away you go.
But you never showed up for your date.
I know, but I'm saying, isn't that this example of?
I think it was
I'll
just
be right
that
back.
You
I'm using the restroom. Isn't that ghosting also?
All right. Well, we'll loop it in, but it really refers to like we had a great time, and then poof. So there's...
Well, that's just, it's not going to work out.
Somewhat of a relationship, but we had a great time. That's why it's the ghost thing. That's where you get the poof. Like, here today, gone tomorrow. Like, what happened? I thought we had a great time.
You lied on your profile. That's what you get.
No, you have a much deeper and a decent connection. So that's why you're like, I don't get where that person went.
Oh, my God.
But see, it's okay.
You know, all right. Middle age isn't so bad. All right. We'll get to, we have all things netiquette. We didn't even get to that yet. We had to fight about ghosting.
Right.
Oh, well, here's what we need to talk about ghosting. Stats on drinking before doozing it, before sex.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well,
and more
don't.
Stupid news coming up here. Oh, and Conan talks about Facebook not allowing posts with exposed breasts. You know, they're supposed to be censoring now.
Listen, I have a guy lined up to talk to us about that. Yeah,
okay.
He gets censored all the time.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
So they are doozing it. All right, that's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you suffer from aching, cramping, or restless legs? Or do you have unsightly varicose or spider veins? Dr. Mark Isaacs at Vein Specialists of Northern California can help. For over 25 years, they've specialized in the latest office-based, non-surgical vein treatments. Procedures take under an hour with absolutely no downtime. Your legs will be pain-free and vein-free in time for spring. Visit Vein Specialists of Northern California now at veinspec.com and schedule your free ultrasound evaluation.
We know what it's like, that persistent, nagging feeling that will only go away when you get away. For those with a passion for travel, there's the new Discover It Miles card. You earn unlimited 1.5 miles for every dollar you spend, and you can fly any airline anytime with no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use miles to credit your statement. Apply now and Discover will double your miles at the end of your first year. So go on, scratch that travel itch. Get the new Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/miles.
9:23 now on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, talking it out every night, live and local in the Bay from 7 till 10. Conan O'Brien talking about breasts not being exposed on Facebook.
Facebook in the news. Facebook has announced it will no longer allow posts of exposed female breasts. Yeah. So if you want to see exposed breasts, you'll have to look anywhere else on the internet.
Yeah, so I thought the exception to the rule was if it was considered artistic or creative. So you're telling me you already know people who have been shut down.
Apparently not, yeah. That have been shut down, yeah. Creative is, they're throwing it out the window with some friends of mine.
Really?
Yep.
So what if it's a painting or a drawing?
I think some of these are drawing, or it's, you know, just a... I don't know, hurly burly burlesque girl or something like that. So she's covered, but not entirely. And they just keep getting the heave ho.
Well, I guess.
So lame.
Yeah, I guess that I didn't understand exactly what ghosting is. I'm still not sure I agree with you. But in the last segment, if you missed that. Yeah, you just take that and you just hold on to that. You take it home. Play with it, read it, and then you decide. I distort, you decide. So then while we're talking about Facebook, you know, there's a writer for Time Magazine. He posted a list of birthday etiquette tips. Netiquette! It's basically a list of people in your life and how you should wish them a happy birthday. I didn't know such. Well, I don't, so, you know. You tell me. Your husband, wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend, you should wish them a happy birthday in person. Well, that makes perfectly sense.
You could do both.
Yeah, she specifically says to stay up until midnight, so you're the first person to do it. Oh, please, that seems like overkill. Now, I'm awake at midnight, so that's okay if that person would like to do that. The morning works, though, too. A brother or sister, you should still wait up until midnight. Oh, please! And then call or text them. Apparently, this woman thinks everyone should stay up till midnight all the time. What the hell's her problem? Obviously, she doesn't have to get up at 5 or 6 in the morning like most people. close friends and family members say happy birthday over the phone, not on Facebook, which is probably fair. I shouldn't just post happy birthday on your mother's Facebook and not call her. No, that would be bad. I do agree with you on that one. Let's see. What else? Friends you've made in the past 5 years. You can get away with just a text message. But again, you still shouldn't just say happy birthday on Facebook. Really? Going back 5 years?
Huh?
You know what? Okay, I'll just...
I refuse to do it anymore unless it's a pretty good friend.
Right.
I mean, you'd waste 10 minutes a day.
People you only talk to on Facebook. Well, it's the only time it's okay to just say happy birthday on Facebook and not send a text message too. Well, I mean, people on Facebook, you wouldn't really know what their telephone number is, how to text them or sex them or whatever you're doing to begin with. Now, would you or would you? Would you or would not you? You would not. Would you? I don't really care. You know what?
Facebook.
Yeah, and LinkedIn's another one. So I'm on LinkedIn and I get all these emails. It's so-and-so's birthday. It's like, oh, it's delete, delete, delete.
Yeah, I thought this was supposed to be a professional thing.
I know.
What does your date of birth have to do with your performance at your job or networking?
I totally agree. I totally agree with you.
Plus, LinkedIn just sends way too many emails. Just stop already. Dial that down.
I have to agree with you on that. They really, really do. It's
annoying.
Oh, they overdo
it. Oh, my God. No. They'll be four in a row. You know, and then something, I don't know,
And I know they're building a brand new building downtown here, but I agree with Heather. Turn it back.
Dial it down.
Dial it back. Turn it down.
It doesn't make me go to your site more often. It really does not do that.
No, it doesn't. It's anti-productive. All right, more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up along with the good news on the way on KGO A10.
What's four times more effective than other weight loss programs and apps? Jumpstart MD.
A full court press is great on a basketball court, but not in a jewelry store. When you come to Shane Company to look at engagement rings, you won't be swarmed by salespeople determined to score their next commission check. Because unlike at other jewelers, our salespeople aren't paid on commission. First, one of our diamond and bridal jewelry experts will listen to you to learn exactly what kind of ring style you want. Then, they'll show you only the styles that meet your criteria. Next, they'll show you how to use the magnification loop to properly examine diamonds so you can judge their true value and pick the perfect diamond for you. When you come to Shane Company, you can leave your game face at home.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Are you in reasonably good health today and looking forward to a long life? Well, if so, now is the time to consider long-term care insurance. About 70% of those who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. That is 7 out of 10 of us. And the costs are staggering today, and they're only going to keep getting higher. I'm Ron Owens, here to tell you about long-term care insurance. It can not only protect your hard-earned nest egg, it can also help make sure that you're not a burden to your loved ones. In addition, long-term care insurance can allow you to receive quality care in the setting of your own choice. That includes your own home. Call Greg O'Donnell at the O'Donnell Financial Group, 866-496-2300. He's the guy to talk to when it comes to long-term care insurance, and do it before it's too late. O'Donnell Financial Group and Greg O'Donnell, your personal independent financial advisors. Call Greg right now at 866-496-2300 or online. Go to O'DonnellFinancial.com.
Dad, how safe is your home? One out of three older California homes needs new smoke alarms. Be a weekend warrior by replacing your outdated alarms with a Kidde worry-free line. Each contains a sealed-in battery proven to last a decade. No more low battery chirps or battery replacement saves you time and money. Up to $40 in battery costs over the life of each alarm. Plus, worry-free alarms comply with California's new smoke alarm requirements. Don't wait. Buy Kidde worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Easy, you're on the freeway.
Sorry, I've never driven a car before.
What? Back at the dealership, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Oh, I know I'm an excellent candidate for a car loan. I pulled an 809 FICO score at Experian.com. I've just never been behind the wheel.
You know how to buy a car, but you've never driven one?
Pretty much. So if I buy this bad boy, I'm going to need you to throw in some driving lessons.
Get your credit swagger on. Become a member of Experian Credit Tracker and find out your FICO score powered by Experian. FICO scores are used in 90% of credit decisions.
9:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour. An intense manhunt continues at this hour in East San Jose for a gunman responsible for killing a San Jose police officer.
He said that officer a cop down. Got shot. Yeah, officer down, and then, like, a bunch of... We were over there by 7 Trees, and then a bunch of cops' cars just started coming down.
It quickly became clear, even to the children playing outside, what was happening. The chaotic scene began to unfold just before 7 o'clock tonight, we're now learning, when a man reportedly wielding a high-powered rifle shot the unidentified officer while he was standing on a balcony in an area near Tully Road and Highway 101. A short time ago, the San Jose Police Department confirmed in a press release that police officer had died from his wounds. KGO 810's Nikki Medoro is live now in San Jose, where police are expected to hold a news conference any time now. Nick, what do you know?
Well, right now we are waiting for Police Chief Larry Esquivel to give us the very latest. But as you mentioned, a very sad time for the San Jose community as we do learn that an officer has been killed. The last time an officer was killed in the line of duty back in 2001 with Officer Jeffrey Fontana. What we have learned from the San Jose police is that the officer was responding to a call of a mentally ill person, and apparently shots were fired from a balcony, and the officer died at the scene. As for the search for the suspect, we are hoping to get more information from the police chief when he arrives, but at last check, there was still a suspect at large. Reporting live in San Jose, Nikki Medoro, KGO Radio News.
Nikki, just a clarification here. So the shot was fired from a balcony at the officer, probably on the ground?
That is correct. The officer was responding to the scene of a mentally ill person and possibly doing a welfare check, but the shots, according to San Jose police, were fired from a balcony, hitting the officer and killing him.
Now, this is in East San Jose, right? Just off of Tully and 101. Is that a high gang area? Are there any possibility there of police talking about any gang affiliations?
This is more of the southeast side of San Jose, near Center and Lewis. Most of the time, this actual intersection is more related to pedestrian killings. A lot of news lately of pedestrians crossing the street and being killed here, so there's been a lot of outreach for more pedestrian safety. As for the gangs, within about a 2 to 3 mile radius of this area, yes, there are known gangs in the area, but the children that I did talk to earlier this evening had said that this particular area was very quiet, a large Asian population here, and something like this that they haven't really seen.
All right, that is Nikki Medoro live in San Jose, where a police officer tonight has been killed in the line of duty. Another developing story tonight, this one in Vallejo, where police are talking about the kidnapping of 30-year-old Denise Huskins. Huskins was abducted Monday morning from a home she may have shared with a boyfriend, but investigators say that boyfriend, Aaron Quinn, waited several hours before reporting her kidnapping. Tonight, Lieutenant Kenny Park told reporters the search for the woman is now focusing on the Mare Island waterfront, where dogs apparently picked up a scent.
And the search dogs have hinted at an area that they're looking at through sonar as well. So the intention is for the dive team to go into the water and discover, or I should say, to look at what this object that they've discovered to be. And at this point, we have no idea what that is.
There are reports a ransom demand is also in play for the safe return of Huskins. Tough questions at a Senate hearing at the state capitol today over skyrocketing gas prices. The California Energy Commission blames the one-month, $1 a gallon jump on a labor dispute, a refinery explosion, and the shift to a summer blend of gasoline. But Gordon Shrimp, senior fuel analyst at the Energy Commission, notes there is a bit of gamesmanship to make money, too.
Wholesale prices go up rapidly. The dealers see less margin temporarily, and then they start to recover. And after wholesale prices drop for them, they try to recover some of those lost costs.
The effects of that dollar a gallon price increase can still be seen at the pump. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:34.
It's something we all have to confront at one point or another. Spring cleaning. That's why the Bay Area is lucky to have Zero Res, your go-to carpet cleaner, ready to extract the winter dirt and grime from your floors and upholstery. Maybe it's a cat or dog you're cleaning up after. Zero Res is the best way to clean your carpets because of what it doesn't use. It doesn't weigh your carpet down with soap, shampoo, or chemicals. That's why it's called Zero Res, short for zero residue. It's the perfect solution if you suffer from allergies. Just one of the many reasons Zero Res has received the Super Service Award from Angie's List for years. Call today to take advantage of the KGO March Special for just $99 with a variety of options. Plus, commercial customers receive free quotes. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739. Or you can easily book it online by going to ZeroBayArea.com. Spell backward or forward, it's spelled the same. Zero Res. It's the right way to clean.
9:35 on KGO. Time to get you traffic on the fives with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic's brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking in San Leandro, northbound 880 at Marina Boulevard. You got an accident there that had the road blocked, but it looks like they're getting that cleared. You've only got jam-ups back to about Aladdin Avenue now. In San Francisco, construction on 280 northbound has got traffic crawling still from Mission to about 101. 580 eastbound at the 205 split. You got road crews there doing, they're sweeping the road. And that's causing jam ups from the split back to about North Midway Road. 92 eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge at the high rise. You had a solo vehicle accident there, which is all but cleared now. And you've only got minor jam ups at about midspan. This winter, plan your escape from Oakland International on nonstops to Hawaii and Europe. For a limited time, park free for up to 5 days when you fly nonstop to Hawaii and Europe. For enrollment details, click over to oaklandairport.com/park free. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, there is a slim chance of rain tonight, but all of that changes tomorrow morning, says KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Mid-40s to low 50s out the door tomorrow morning. You might need a light sweater or a jacket. For the afternoon, look for plenty of sun and warmer readings, mid-60s to the low 80s. Thursday will be even warmer with the potential for some records to fall. The fog will be around first thing in the morning, giving way to sunshine, upper 60s to the mid-80s.
Right now around the Bay Area, 58 degrees in Oakland, 60 in Santa Cruz, 59 in San Jose, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John Lobertini. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Martin.
Great to be here for the closing night show here at what is this? Is this San Francisco? Okay, been here for 2 weeks, and this is a closing night. We'll do two shows tonight. And I'm really looking forward to it. So so let's get going, huh? I mean, I think there's nothing better for a person to come out and do the same thing over and over for 2 weeks. And this is what I enjoy. So I'm just going to do the same thing over and over and over. And I think rather than do it just twice, I think I'm going to do it over and over. I'm going to do the same joke over and over in the same show. This will be like a new thing. Looking for a little different kind of thing tonight, so then this would be good. Okay. Hey, I'm not trying to be a big shot or anything like that, but I get my drinks half price. That's right, for every one you buy, I get two. So I can just have about as much as I want, you know what I mean? And it doesn't affect me.
A Bay Area flashback to a wild and crazy guy.
That's classic.
Yeah, you know, he's become a great actor, and he's a great, you know, I love Steve Martin when he hosts the big award shows, this, that, and the other. But I really miss the comedy he used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just decided one day I've had enough and I'm going to be an actor and, you know, I'm going to do this, that, and the other.
There's a guy not having a lackluster life. Because that's the other thing. Like you said, he's not just sitting there doing comedy. Like you said, the same joke over and over again. He has a musical career now.
Well, comedy's tough. I mean, comedy is hard. You've got to go out there and work on it every night. I mean, Leno would Leno, and
that's my point.
I'm not a Leno guy, but he would go to the Comedy Store in Los Angeles all the time to work out his material. Seinfeld did the same thing all the time. I mean, you got to go out and work it. Joan Rivers did the same thing.
Sure, yeah. That's my point. Steve Martin could have done the same crap for the rest of his life and still made a ton of money, but he became an actor. And now he's a musician. Like, he keeps getting up off the couch and trying something new. That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yes. That was your point last hour about...
I was tying that together.
I know. Very nicely done. Don't get out of your rut, everybody. Stop doing the same thing over and over again. We have eight more days until April Fool's Day. Surprise. 10 more days until Furious 7. Check this. Right here it comes. I mean, and it's coming quickly. 12 days until Easter. And 19 days to the premiere of Game of Thrones. They were here last night.
On TV, yeah. But if you were in San Francisco and lucky or had a lot of money, you got to see it already.
We were talking about netiquette and all those things. You know, the photos that we post today of kids on social media, well, so the story goes, we'll embarrass the hell out of them one day. We don't have kids, so we don't know. Well,
the Villanova girl will never live that down.
Oh, my God. The poor Piccolo girl. Did you put that up on Generation Drex? Generation D-R-E-X. Yeah. You got to check it out. I know. Well, they were supposed to win, so it was heartbreaking when they didn't.
I still think it's funny.
Poor thing. Well, you know what? It got her on Fallon's show. So it worked out pretty well now, didn't it? She got to play with the Roots and everything. So let's talk about posting your kids on the internet. Since we were talking about netiquette, we know because everything that you do embarrasses kids, and posting on social media is a subject of and a subset of just about everything. But does it bother you? Well, check this out. The survey says more than half the parents out there are a little worried that all the photos that they post of their kids might embarrass them one day, because they're out there forever. That's not their biggest worry, though. I mean, two-thirds say they're afraid someone could learn private information about their children from social media. And I think most parents get that now.
Yeah, and they've stopped posting pictures?
I don't know. Have they? I wouldn't post pictures of my child.
Really?
No.
I kind of feel like no big deal, but if you, you know, have your settings on private and, you know, just your friends and not public and everything, then you're probably okay.
Well, Facebook has been around 11 years now. Is that right? Twitter was just 9 yesterday, something like that. But nonetheless, I mean, so those kids who are now 15 or 16 and those pictures are still out there, they've talked to these kids and they're like, I'm embarrassed the hell that they're still out there. You know, so think about it.
11 years.
Did I get that right? 11 years? I think 11 years.
Forget what you said.
Oh, I said 11. I said 11.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday was Twitter's 9th birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. And what we didn't get to is, you know what, speaking of things, Netflix. So check this out. This comes from the Stupid Criminals file. A 20-year-old named Bobby Alexander broke into a woman's house in California, Mariposa, earlier this month and stole a bunch of electronics, including her 65-inch smart television. Now, here's what I want to know about that. How do you steal a 65-inch smart television? Does nobody, you know, I guess this was in the middle of nowhere because Mariposa is what, like 150 miles east of the city? So maybe it's in the middle of nowhere. But, I mean, come on. Somebody's hauling out a 65-inch television. I think somebody in the neighborhood would recognize that.
I mean, you back up the van, do it in the middle of the night.
I suppose.
My parents were robbed.
Well, bad idea all it was. At first, the cops didn't have any leads, but 3 days later, the woman realized someone was watching movies on her. Are you ready?
Account.
Her Netflix account. It was a smart TV. So she gave her account information to the police. They called Netflix, and Netflix tracked the guy's IP address to a house nearby who was in the hood.
Like it was her neighbor?
Yes. So when the cops searched the house, they didn't find the stolen electronics, but the people who lived there said they let one of their neighbors use their Wi-Fi. So cops got a warrant, searched Bobby's place, and found her stolen stuff. He wasn't there at the time, but he absolutely turned himself in because they were waiting for him.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
don't you
incredible.
Love that?
Uh-huh. I love it.
Okay, so I didn't get to it. And I won't forget. Trust me. Let's get to some booze chat because we're coming up on that magical hour now, aren't we? Yes, every relationship reaches a point where it's hard to get excited about pouncing on the person lying next to you and absolutely defiling them. Sure, you love them. You've just been there, done it too many times.
That's hilarious. Okay. And I was thinking about some of the questionable language I used earlier in the show, but okay.
Right, okay, yeah, no worries. I got you covered. So here we are on a Tuesday. It's not even Wednesday yet. Well, there's always booze to help you out. Five stats here from a new survey on drinking and sex. 28% of people say they've never had a drink before sex. That's a lot. That's almost a third. What's wrong with these people?
I thought that's how babies were made.
30%, 29% say they do it rarely. 9% say they do it a lot. I guess you got, is that like, that's like 10% saying, hey, I need to be hammered in order to do you.
Oh my gosh.
One third of the people, 33%, say they do it sometimes. 71% of the people say they've turned to alcohol to get them in the mood.
Huh.
I guess a little dabble, do you, right?
Well, it makes me think of the Jimmy Buffett song, Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw? Like, it's a plan, you know, it's a thing. People do it.
How often, since we're talking about doozing it, and it's late in the late night or late show wrap-up, how often should you get rid of that mattress and those pillows?
Wow,
do you know?
I feel like we talked about this last week or the week before.
No, we didn't.
And it said something about, like, people don't get rid of their mattress even when it smells or something like that. And I was like, what makes your mattress smell? Like, that's not a thing. Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Ew.
It's a thing.
All right, you're just not.
It's a thing thing. It's a big thing.
I think guys
thing.
Don't know to get a, buy a mattress pad and wash things properly.
No, guys don't.
Thank you.
Until they learn the hard way, till they pull the sheet off. You know, like they do once a month and they see something that they didn't want to see.
Or they finally start dating a nice gal who's like, what's going on here with the sheets? You need a mattress pad.
Oh, yikes. All right. That I'll give you the answer and the good news on the way next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hey, I'm here talking about Dr. Scott Hiver's second annual private party at Levi's Stadium. Now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by April 30th, you'll get 4 VIP passes for this exclusive event. That's right. Now you and your 3 guests can party with 49ers mascot Sourdough Sam. You'll get to see yourself on the stadium's giant video scoreboard, then enjoy a buffet lunch before taking your private tour of Levi's Stadium itself. This is a great experience to share with your kids, your parents, or your friends. So before these VIP party passes are all gone, call now to get your free all laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747, or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, E-R.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., a professional medical corporation.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
It's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources, we need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking.
Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement, like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, on the Drex Radio Show, 1 minute inside a woman's head.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
What to wear? What to wear? A closet full of clothes, yet I do this every day. I stand here and slide the hangers back and forth like something's gonna appear new to me when I know everything that's in here. How can I have so many clothes and I don't know what to put on? Either I no longer like the outfit, or I think it doesn't fit, or I think my body's not right, or it's outdated, or, hey, here's a top I've never even worn. How can I have shopped for something, bought it, brought it home, cut the tags off, and never worn it? Well, I can't wear it today. I don't have a skirt that matches. I could wear it with jeans, but I think I'd have to tuck it in, and I don't like my butt in jeans right now. Ooh, if I had a long jacket. I do not have a long jacket. Soon there will be a reason why I'm dressed in all black. I'll just wear what I wore last Tuesday. I mean, it's been a week. Oh, days of the week uniforms. You wear the same things on every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday. Oh, I'm going on Shark Tank.
And that was another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if it makes you feel any better, ladies, I think guys do the same damn thing.
Oh, shwoo.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better.
Right, right. Is this damn thing too wrinkled?
I'd feel a lot better if there were more clothes in my closet.
Right, right. No. Or there's too many.
There really are.
Oh, my God. You just keep cutting down and cutting down and going to Goodwill and Goodwill, and they just seem to never go away.
No, I don't.
Or do you hold on to the ones that you just hope someday will fit again?
All my clothes fit. Okay, except for those jeans at the bottom of the drawer. One of these days.
There's always room for mom jeans.
Ugh, gross.
So let me see here before we get to the good news. Oh, yeah, the mattress thing. So how often? 5 to 7 years. I mean, but there's a theory, there's a fact. I mean, if it smells like a pile of dead raccoons, it's time to get rid of it. Yeah, I mean, really, honest to God. It turns out very few people are in a hurry to replace their mattress. Yeah, they're damn expensive.
No. And then, haven't you heard the Sleep Train ad?
Well,
financing
Sleep Train's
for up
great.
To 36 months.
I know. Well, by the time you pay it off, it's time for a new one.
Maybe.
Yeah, and, you know, and also not Sleep Train, but a lot of people will not go to a discount shop because you got to be sometimes very leery to make sure that's not a remanufactured mattress. You know, because, now do the math. Come on, do the math. When you go to a reputable company and they say they will take your old mattress away for free, what do they do with it?
Oh, my God.
They give it to somebody else who will clean it and maybe put a new something or another on top of it.
Bummer.
Rewrap it, okay?
Oh, you're killing me.
Reupholster it and sell it to some other sucker. Yeah, those would be, you got to be very careful with that.
Or like some skeezy hotel goes out of business. Well, what do we do with these mattresses? I don't know. Sell them.
Yeah, if you go to a landfill, you're not going to find a landfill full of mattresses. I can tell you that.
Oh,
and there's a reason for it. Be glad. And there's rules against it, too. So be glad that you live in these United States of America and pray to God that most people are obeying the law. Okay, so let's get to the good news. We always like to, end the show with some good news. So there's a 22-year-old guy in Brooklyn named Mac Diaz, Matt has lost 270 pounds in the last 6 years, and he has a bunch of extra skin now. You can go ahead and just Google him, Matt Diaz, and you can take a look at the picture. It's all over social media. But he recently posted the photos of himself to encourage people to love themselves. Love thyself. Love thyself no matter what. And now more than 23 people have donated over $55,000 so he can have the extra skin surgically removed.
Wow.
Here's Matt explaining that. And if you see the pictures, you'll know why.
So I lost a bunch of weight, around 270 pounds. And I've been talking for a long time about body positivity and loving yourself the way you are. And I've never shown my excess skin to anyone, like what it means to be vulnerable and what it means to show the other side of weight loss people aren't sure about. Mm. All these people who were scared to show themselves and felt the same way I did. Now they knew they weren't alone. I would just go to Prospect Park and walk. And that's how that all started. They have a runner's path there that's like, I think, 3.2 miles. And I would just walk that once a day. And that's a treat that I have to myself. And the truth is, I'm trying to be a 22-year-old who goes out and has fun. I'm at the most important part is not giving up.
And so, everybody, you know, thanks to the donations, he will be able to have that taken care of. And good for him losing 270 pounds. That's
a big deal.
And that's the good news. And thank you very much for joining us. We talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10. Stand by. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
Let me tell you a little story. Back in 2009, I bought a Mercedes-Benz for my wife, Jan. She loved it. She loved it so much, she drove it for more than 120,000 miles. Well, a few months ago, I had thought maybe it's time to trade it in. My daughter, Laura, suggested we surprise her with a brand new Mercedes as a holiday gift. Laura and I told Jan we needed to take her car to run an errand. She had no idea that we were really taking her old Mercedes to Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco to trade it in. We were greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure sales staff. They've got a great selection of cars, over 600 vehicles in stock from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. They had the new model we wanted in the right color right at the dealership. You should have seen Jan's face when we drove up the new car to meet her for lunch. And I was really thrilled by how pleasant it really is to buy a car at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco is on 8th Street between Bryant and Brannan, and you can find Mercedes-Benz of Oakland on Broadway in downtown Oakland. And of course, you can shop online anytime from the comfort of your home or office or on your mobile device. Just go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
The best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources, we need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement, like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.